sounds like both Ajnani and Jnani both have the double visions of changeless and changing reality.
Yeah.
The Ajnani identifies with the changing reality. The Jnani identifies with the changeless. That's the difference, Maharaj.
Not only the Jnani identifies with the changeless reality, but he also identifies with the changing reality, but knowing what appears to be as a changing reality to others is nothing but my God only is coming to beat me up.
Uh-huh.
It is the same person who is giving me milk. It is the same person who also bet me into unconsciousness. That is the difference. That sadhu, wandering sadhu, thus blessed the father when children was pelting him.
Yes.
That is called full vision. This is called double vision. You remember that story?
The doctor, eye doctor, Maharaj. Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah. So, all the three of you have the same problem. The patient is only having double vision. The doctor is suffering from triple vision.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Anuj.
Prasperva.
Okay.
I have a question about sleeping. Asandatta Jatashatru woke up. Can we view this example as the sleeping person has an ajatmika, that ajatmika state is currently in deep sleep state, whilst ajatashatru was this person's adipantika and tries to reach him through adhidaivika? Can it be possible to view it like that?
You see, the whole purpose of the story is Ajatashatru wanted to teach Gargiya about the three states.
Yeah.
So how did he teach? The sleeping person is not the point. The state of the sleep is the point.
Yeah.
So the point is, when he called, he did not respond. That means the Jivatma is not identified with the physical body. Similar way, a mild shaking did not wake him up. Because if you are in dreaming state, a mild shaking will immediately bring back you to the conscious state, which is called waking state. Okay?
Yeah.
But it did not happen. So only violent shaking woke him up. So that is only to illustrate that words did not wake him up. Mild shaking did not wake him up. So words did not wake him up because he is not in the waking state. And mild shaking did not wake him up because he is not in the dreaming state. Violent shaking was necessary to bring him back to the waking state. So this is to illustrate if that sleeping person is only a symbol. All of us are going through these three states. So what is the point? What is the relationship of consciousness with the waking, dream and dreamless state? That is the point.
The other thing that strikes me is that it seems like it's a difference in degree, not a difference in kind, to talk gently and to push the person versus violently shaking. And that confuses me a little bit with the point of this, since it seems like more of a difference in degree than a difference in kind to be shaking violently versus shaking a little bit.
You forget about all those three. You only remember because these three actions is to indicate whether he was awake or dreaming or in dreamless state. That's all.
Right.
There is no other purpose. It is only as a symbol, as a support, to take Gargiya into the deep analysis of what is waking, what is a dream, what is dreamless state. That is the point.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Yeah.
Maharaj, my question is, in the complete works, that conscious sleep is samadhi. Could you explain that, please?
Yes. Now, these two words are contradictory. Sleep means what? We are not conscious. Samadhi means what? Fully conscious, isn't it? Let me narrate a small incident. Once Swami Turiyanandaji Maharaj was asked, do the knowers of Brahman experience all the three states and are they aware of it? So far as our understanding goes, even we can also, with a little practice, observe, I am in the waking state because I am also observing my own waking state. And very difficult to make this analysis in the dream state. But some people even can be partially awake to the fact that they are dreaming.
Yes.
They are witnessing the dream. Very rare. It is not a very common experience. But that is also possible. How is it possible to witness the deep sleep? This was the question that was asked to Swami Turiyananda. And he answered, a knower of Brahman can go through these three states. At the same time, he is completely aware of each state. Now, if you ask, you explain further. I can't because I am not a Brahmagnani. Only one Brahmagnani can understand the words of these Brahmagnanis. So, these opposing experiences, participating and at the same time witnessing, being both at the same time, that only a great spiritual person can do it. So, deep sleep state is, as I explained before, you have to be very careful. It is not that we are unconscious. As we are conscious of the waking, we are also conscious of the dream. We are also conscious of the deep sleep.
Yes.
Only thing is, I do not know anything because there is nothing. No world is there in deep sleep. And that is what he says. When he says, I did not know anything, we should not misunderstand it as saying, I was completely unconscious. No. What he means to say, I am conscious that there is nothing else excepting this particular state. That is what is expressed, unfortunately, in limited linguistic terms, I did not know anything. So, this, all the three states are states of consciousness only. That's an important point. So we will discuss about it as and when the occasion comes. But know this much, it is possible both to be a witness and also an experiencer.
Yes, Maharaj.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Okay.
Namaskar, Maharaj.
Chappandi.
Yeah. Two questions. One is, when the dreams of contemporary issues come, people say that your mind is still working, your mind did not take rest, so it is an unrest rather than a sleep. That is one. So
No. You have to be very clear about it. You are talking about dream state.
Dream state.
Dream state is not to sleeping state.
Yes.
So, whatever dreams impressed you in the waking state is recollected vividly in the dream state.
Correct.
So, that means if it is affecting you in your dream state, that is only possible because you were affected very much in your waking state.
Okay. Okay.
That is why you be indifferent in the waking state, and same thing after some time will become a natural thing. You will not be affected in the dream state also.
Okay. That's one question. The second one, you said that we can dream gods and there is a karma phala kshaya.
Yeah.
So can we say that if we get bad dreams and then experience very badly in the dream, that is because of our accumulated negative karma is getting chaya or something.
Correct.
It's getting,
correct. Both, so if somebody had experienced unhappiness, what you have to understand is the result of punyam is sukham, happiness.
Yes.
The result of papam is dukkha. So as a result of your dreams, in fact, the same thing in the waking state, it is not the events that matter. It is not the experiences that matter. Whether it is making you happy or unhappy is what matters. That's why these are called value judgments, sukham and dukham. So whatever be the event, if it is making you happy, that means your punyam is getting exhausted. And by experiencing dukkham, your papam is getting
exhausted.
Exactly the same thing happens in the dream state. It is not the events, because every event produces these two effects instantaneously. Think of it. You are eating a sweet. That is a experience. But you are feeling happy. That is the punyam. Your punya is getting exhausted. And somebody insults you, and you are feeling very unhappy, and that means you have to be happy that your papam is getting,
exhausted.
This is how sukha, dukha are the exhausters of punyam and papam.
So in the same analysis, if we dream and we get God appearing in the dream,
that means
that
you are very happy.
Yes.
And that also punyam. But along with punyam, you have to understand something.
Uh-huh.
It is our tendency to avoid what causes unhappiness and increase what causes happiness, isn't it?
Yes. Yes.
So if somebody had seen gods, goddesses in the dream and it brings that person tremendous amount of joy, he will try to get more of that joy, isn't it?
Oh, correct.
So, he understands. How did I get? Because I have been reading this Bhagavatam or some Puranam or some saint's life. So, I should increase same activity more and more, isn't it? So, not only punyam papam are exhausted, that is the least part of the analysis. But what
transforms,
how it is shaping our character,
yes,
that is the more important part.